Hi, I'm Hugh Sisson.
And I'm Al Spohler. Welcome to Cellar Notes. Hugh, there's a lot of wineries out there in California that we have kept track on over the decades now.
Right.
And some of them like come and go and come back again.
Right.
And you have a perfect example right here.
Well, some of them really come and go and then come back again. This property is called Byron. They were founded in 1984 by a gentleman whose first name was Byron. And you and I had some of the wines back in the late 80s, and
very
they were
nice.
Pretty good. The guy's mission was to help put Santa Barbara County on the map as being a leading producer for Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. And he was, I think, somewhat successful. In any event, this property has gone through the ringer in terms of transitions. Robert Mondavi bought it in 1990, and then the Mondavi empire sort of crumbled and went in certain areas. It got bought by a guy named Kenneth Volk, who renamed it Kenneth Volk Vineyards. It then changed hands again back to Constellation Brands and then Legacy Estates, and got kicked around and kicked around. And finally, Jess Jackson of Kendall Jackson fame took it over in the early 2000s and put it right back on its feet, and they're doing dynamite stuff.
Listen, there's a lot worse that could happen to you than to be, you know, affiliated with Kendall Jackson.
I totally agree.
They really look after their projects.
Well, they make the investments, and they tell the winemakers, you just focus on the wine, we'll take care of the business, and it works. And in this case, it certainly has worked. I tried four, both two Chardonnays and two Pinot Noirs. That's what they do. They do have some specific vineyard Pinot Noirs as well, but these are all pretty good values. There's a straight Santa Barbara County Chardonnay. This is a really nice light wine, citrus, vanilla, notes of honey, nice medium acidity. You would buy this, you'd go, gee, that's very pleasant. And at $14, it becomes even more pleasant. So I thought that was pretty good. The steal for me is their Santa Barbara County Pinot Noir. I gave this a score of 88. Cherry, subtle spice, little rose petal and plum in the aromas and the flavor profile. It's really got a great, wonderfully balanced Pinot Noir character, and sells for a whopping around $19.
Wow, very
so
good.
I thought that was really terrific. To take it up to the next tier, then they have wines. Those were Santa Barbara designated. These are Santa Maria Valley, which is sort of a smaller area within the Santa Barbara on the bench. These are dynamite. I had the Santa Maria Valley Chardonnay and the Santa Maria Valley Pinot Noir. Both of these got scores of 93 for me, and they both sell for about $22. So
seriously,
I mean, this is really good stuff. The Chardonnay, toast, citrus, and vanilla notes with a lovely minerality and a creamy texture, very well balanced. I mean, kind of textbook. And you know, at $22 for a 2011 Chardonnay, I thought that was terrific. The Pinot is really well done. Sort of got a lovely cherry flavors with subtle spice, a little bit of rose petal, just a touch of sort of lavender comes drifting through with a lovely spiciness. The structure is lush. It's not full-bodied, but it's definitely got some weight to it and some sort of layers. I would love to revisit this wine in another 5 years because I think it's going to show really well. And this is the Byron 2011 Santa Maria Valley Pinot Noir for $22.
I'm very fond of Pinot Noir that has the big feeling in your mouth, lots of fruit, but in fact the weight is just...
Yeah, there's a sense of elegance there.
That is really one of the most successful formats for Pinot Noir that I can imagine.
Well, they did it at a great price point.
That's just amazing. So Byron is a winery. We'll put all of these on the website, wypr.org. Look them up, print them up, and you can go shopping. I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Hugh Sisson. You've been listening to Cellar Notes, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.